Okay, this article is from Rents.com. U.S. financial aid to Israel, figures, facts, and impact. Washington report on Middle East affairs. Summary. Benefits to Israel of U.S. aid. Since 1949, as of November 1, 1997, foreign aid grants and loans, $74 billion. $157,600,000. Other U.S. aid, 12% of foreign aid, $9,047,227,200. Interest to Israel from advance payments, $1,650,000,000. Grand total, $84,854,827,200. Total benefits per Israeli, $14,630. Cost to U.S. taxpayers, aid to Israel grant total, $84,854,827,200. Interest costs borne by U.S. $49,936,680,000. Total cost to U.S. taxpayers, $134,791,507,200. Total cost per Israeli, $23,240. The Strategic Functions of the U.S. Aid to Israel by Stephen Zunes. Dr. Zunes is an assistant professor in the Department of Politics at the University of San Francisco. Since 1992, the United States has offered Israel an additional $2 billion annually in loan guarantees. Congressional researchers have disclosed that between 1974 and 1989, $16.4 billion in U.S. military loans were converted to grants. And this was the understanding from the beginning. Indeed, all past United States loans to Israel have eventually been forgiven by Congress, which has undoubtedly helped Israel's often touted claim that they have never defaulted on a U.S. government loan. U.S. policy since 1984 has been that economic assistance to Israel must equal or exceed Israel's annual debt repayment to the United States. Unlike other countries which receive aid in quarterly installments, aid to Israel since 1982 has been given a lump sum in the beginning of the fiscal year, leaving the United States government to borrow from future revenues. Israel even lends some of its money back through the U.S. Treasury bills and collects the additional interest. In addition, there is more than $1.5 billion in private U.S. funds that go to Israel annually in the form of $1 billion in private tax-deductible donations, and $500 million in Israeli bonds. The ability of Americans to make what amounts to tax-deductible contributions to a foreign government made possible through a number of Jewish charities does not exist in any other country. Nor do these figures include and long-term commercial loans from U.S. banks, which have been as high as $1 billion annually in recent years. Total U.S. aid to Israel is approximately one-third of American foreign aid budget, even though Israel comprises just 0.001% of the world's population and already has one of the world's highest per capita incomes. Indeed, Israel's gross national product is higher than the combined gross national product of Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and West Bank and Gaza. With a per capita income of about $14,000, Israel ranks as the 16th wealthiest country in the world. Israelis enjoy a higher per capita income than oil-rich Saudi Arabia and are only slightly less well-off than most Western European countries. Aid does not term economic aid to Israel as developing assistance, but instead uses the term economic support funding. Given Israel's relative prosperity, U.S. aid to Israel is becoming increasingly controversial. In 1994, Yossi Beilon, Deputy Foreign Minister of Israel and a Knesset member, told the Women's International Zionist Organization, If our economic situation is better than in many of your countries, how can we go on asking for your charity?